Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back here on the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, Green Bay and Chicago renew their rivalry this Sunday at noon. After the game goes final, make the switch to the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Fan. I know I will be listening right now. I am joined by Ty Dunn, founder of GoLongTD.com. You can find him on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. It has been far too long since I have talked to him, but I'm excited to be talking to him right now. Ty, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
What's up, Andy? Man, congrats to you on growing Pack a Day. What a pleasure to be chatting with you here this way.
Hey, I appreciate that a ton. It's a pleasure to be chatting with you as well. And I don't think there's any better place to start off than with Jordan Love. I know this has been something that you have been on since really day one of how Jordan Love was going to ascend into this starting position, be the next franchise quarterback in Green Bay. Like I said, you've been all over it since basically since they've drafted him. You've never wavered in your evaluation. You knew that there was a lot of talk in Green Bay that he was going to be able to do this. He has obviously now done it. He is now in his second season as a starter. So A, kudos to you for being on top of this the entire time. But B, I want to get your take on Jordan Love, the quarterback so far. Is he kind of what you've been expecting and what you can expect from him maybe in the second half of this season as well?
Hey, no doubt, man. I appreciate that too. Thanks a lot, because it did feel at times early on like I was kind of on an island. I was just whisked away. Like, what in the hell is this person talking about? But I don't know. Like, everybody in Jordan Love's world, they describe a quarterback that has traits that just, you can't coach, you can't teach, you just can't implant into anybody. He's so unbelievably mentally tough. I mean, everything he went through off the field, obviously, but that on the field. This is somebody who's just has that flatline, laser beam persona. You know, anything can go wrong on the field. Think back to that first start at Lambeau against the Saints, down three scores, everything goes wrong. He just doesn't react. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, one of his strengths is he'll look up at those Bears fans and say, "I effing own you." And there's Brett Favre, tackling teammates in the end zone. Jordan Love, he's not going to go to either. Always been wired the right way mentally. He's always had a big arm, athleticism. And I just feel like, the Packers, the genius of this all was kind of building a second offense underneath the one with the MVP quarterback, the one with Devontae Adams. So he was ready to take over. And I would not be shocked at all, to answer your question, if he just turns it on the second half of the season, exactly as he did last year, because that's a strength too. I was talking to somebody who works with him day in and day out ahead of this season, and there are things that he'll see during the course of a game, a coverage or maybe something a defense is doing disguise wise, and he figures it out. He cleans it up. He won't make that mistake again. And you take it a little more big picture, quarterback that looked really, really bad, the first month and a half of last year, turned into the best quarterback in the NFL the last month and a have. I think we're going to see the same thing. If he's healthy, you know, if guys around him stay healthy, this is going to be a special finish for this Packers quarterback.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think he's going to bounce back in a significant way. Not even bounce back. It's not like he played terrible in the first half, but I think he's going to have a significantly better second half of the season. I'm really excited to see what he can do. And I want to go back to something that you mentioned there about the offense, and I think it doesn't necessarily get as much credit as it deserves. But I want to talk about Matt LaFleur for a second with that, because the offense that he initially had with Aaron Rodgers was very Aaron Rodgers-esque. He gave Aaron a lot of control early on, and we saw him make it work. And then they ran a little bit more of Matt's stuff, and we saw him win a couple MVPs. And then when Jordan comes along, we see a totally different offense that Matt runs, and we see Jordan be super successful, especially the second half of last year. And then Malik Willis makes two starts in a middle of the game insert for an injured Jordan Love, and we see him run a totally different offense for Malik Willis and have a ton of success for that as well. It's just been really remarkable to see, whether it's stubborn Aaron Rodgers, whether it's MVP Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Jordan Love, whether it's Malik Willis, he's got an entire offense at the ready for any of those situations, and it's really fun to see what he can cook up for the individual quarterbacks that he has.
Doubt about it. I mean, my Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I just keep coming back to that conversation that we had. I think it was at Cigar City Brewing over a highlight way back when he was with the Packers. Visited him down there for a story, and he just described it perfectly. And I mean, he said there's really two playbooks in Green Bay. There's Matt LaFleur's playbook, which is great, which works. And then there's Aaron Rodgers' playbook, which is great, which works. And let's be honest. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, since he won a Super Bowl, since he's lighting defenses on fire in 2011, this is kind of what he's done. I mean, the play from Mike McCarthy comes in, you know, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's not. He's at the line of scrimmage working his magic. He's got just this plethora of talent all over the place. Remember that iconic SI cover? I mean, it's insane how much talent was around him. So, you can freelance, you can freestyle, you can improvise. I mean, he's at that point, he's in his physical peak, his prime. I mean, when somebody blitzed Aaron Rodgers, you just knew they were toast. It was a death sentence. He's going to escape, and he's going to find somebody deep downfield. So it was a great thing for a while. And even with Matt LaFleur, he won two MVPs, obviously. And Devontae Adams is at his peak, and they've got tens of thousands of reps baked into that relationship. You just see the same thing in a defense. And not even need the signal, right? You don't even need a hand signal. You don't even need an audible. They see the same thing, and they're going to react to it. So I think that, yeah, at some point, like any quarterback, you're going to physically decline. I think Tom Brady just broke everybody's brain. There's only one Tom Brady.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody else gets the 38, 39, 40, and you just can't escape that free rusher like Aaron Rodgers used to. And then Devontae Adams is gone, and you've got a lot of young receivers, and you don't necessarily want to work with those young receivers. So it was time for him to go, obviously. And I think that Matt LaFleur is just thrilled with Jordan Love to finally run his stuff. I mean, Love has grown up with this coach, with this coaching staff. You can't say enough about Tom Clements coming in as well. and drafting all these young receivers, we're finally seeing what this coach could do schematically and even as a leader. I mean, I think that Aaron Rodgers takes up a lot of oxygen in that building and really had autonomy, not only at the line of scrimmage to do what he wants, but day-to-day to do whatever the hell he wants. I mean, nobody was going to speak up to Aaron behind the scenes, as we all saw ourselves. So I just think that, you know, this team moving post-Rodgers, it's become Matt LaFleur's team, it's become Jordan Love's team, and they can kind of withstand the adversity that's hit the last year and a half.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think that's been really sort of the, you know, just the growth of Matt LaFleur has been fun to watch and to see what he's capable of, again, kind of running all the stuff that he's capable of running. And I think we've seen an offense that's been highly successful ever since we've really sort of seen that version of it. And that's, I think, been a huge part of Jordan's success as well. As far as the Packers so far this year in 2024, I know you have such an unbelievable pulse on the league as a whole. How do you kind of gauge this Packers 6-3 record to begin this season? Obviously, like I mentioned, you've got the three performances by Malik Willis in there. Jordan's been a little bit up and down, and specifically, I think, in large part due to the injury. They're 4-0 against the, you know, not exactly daunting AFC South. They picked up a majority of their wins there, 2-3 in their other five games, including three losses against more playoff level components. How do you gauge this Packers team in the first half of the year?
You know, I think the best comparison is the Miami Dolphins, because, you know, they lose their quarterback for whatever it was, you know, 3-4 games, and they just can't recover. I mean, they weren't prepared to without him. And they're off the rails to the point where when Tua Tagovailoa comes back, you know, they're in a must-win situation against Arizona. They're in a must-win situation against Buffalo. They lose both of those games in just crushing fashion. I know they beat the Rams the other night, but, I mean, their season, for all intents and purposes, is done. I mean, you lose your quarterback just for that short amount of time. You better have a plan. So I just, big picture, to answer your question, like, to win games with Malik Willis, three of them, I mean, that saves your season. And their margin for error would have been just minuscule by the time you get a healthy Jordan Love if you drop those games. So that just says so much about Matt LaFleur, the coaching staff. And how many times, Andy, did we see, like, this team, when Aaron Rodgers goes down, it just, the energy is just sucked out of the room. I can remember covering, was it 2013, when they lose Aaron, and you're cycling between Seneca Wallace and Scott Tolzien, and then you scramble for Matt Flynn, and he gets you that crazy comeback win in Dallas. I think they tied a game against the Vikings. I think they beat Atlanta. They do just enough to make it a game for the NFC North there in Chicago at the end. But, I mean, if he went down, that team just lost its will to fight. And that's an indictment of coaching. You know, there's Mike McCarthy way. He won a ring here. We shouldn't disparage him too much. I get it. But you just didn't see that with Matt LaFleur's Packers. You didn't just quit without his quarterback. So I think the fact that they're right in the thick of it is extraordinary. And they're about as healthy as you can be for a contender this time of year. And it comes down to just, you know, Jordan Love getting hot like he did last year. And I think he gets hot if you kind of work off that ground game. I mean, we've seen it with this offense. If they get Josh Jacobs going, it all is kind of rooted there. This is why you tried to upgrade at that position.
Yeah, I think it was the right move to make. Josh Jacobs has been fantastic. And I think, to your point, the right move to make in the second half of the season is lean on that ground game. Hopefully Jordan can play a bit more under center and you can start seeing a little bit more of the play action game, the bootlegs, and just everything that Matt loves to do with this offense and that Jordan can be super successful with. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the second half of the year. I want to take a quick spin around the NFC North. Again, we're joined by Ty Dunn of Go Long. You can find him on golongtd.com and on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Ty, I want to take a spin around the NFC North, and I know that you spent some time with the Minnesota Vikings, so we'll start there. Your week with the Vikings and what you kind of learned in that situation.
You know, this is a team that I think we all predicted to finish last in the division. Hell, I know I did. I was a little higher on Caleb Williams and those Bears, and holy hell, I'm sure we'll get to them. But it's kind of a combination of just old-school principles. I mean, you've got a coach in Brian Flores who, he's going to coach guys hard. We knew that from the Miami days. We all heard what Tua said. I've talked to Dolphin players who did not have very nice things to say about the head coach. You know, side note, I remember doing a story on one, Lynn Bowden Jr., a receiver for them, did a big feature. I mean, it probably made Flores look good, too. But he was just so pissed off that one of his players would just talk to the media. Like I think he put the story up in front of the team and just ridiculed them, just ripped them apart in front of everybody. So a little extreme. But look, coaches can change. Coaches can evolve. I think he has kind of threaded that needle of relating to players today, yet still being an old-school coach. I mean, Stephon Gilmore, we were talking about, he said, look, I've been around a lot of different coaches, a lot of different teams at this point, and there's a lot of soft coaching and a lot of soft players out there. This is words. And that's not the case in Minnesota. I think Flores, he does demand a lot, and this scheme is unlike any other. Like, you don't know who's blitzing, when they're going to blitz, any of that. And then you've got a quarterback who just refused to play the victim. I mean, he survived the Jets' disaster to get to this point. I know it was rough in Jacksonville, and maybe he is going to turn into a pumpkin. That's always a possibility, but he has overall looked damn good with this coach and these weapons, and they're kind of entering that cupcake portion of their schedule. So I think Minnesota is going to be right there as well.
Yeah, it's a really, really tough division, save for maybe one of those other teams in the division that you kind of alluded to, and that's the Chicago Bears. I know you just wrote an article specifically stating we've seen this Bears story before, and it does feel like it is playing over and over. It feels like Groundhog Day in Chicago, where it's just the exact same thing every single time. But your thoughts on how this Bears season is unraveling right before our eyes?
This is... Andy, doesn't it? I mean, that you've got the Green Bay are going to go now close to a half century of just absolute bliss at the position, the most important position in sports. And here's the Bears. I mean, they're on cloud nine all off season, as they should be. Hey, Caleb Williams is special at USC, and you get him Roman Dunze. You've got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. Just it seems too good to be true. And it's just, you know, completely capsized like the position usually does there in Chicago. I mean, the coaching's bad. The line is banged up and not that good. And this is the kind of stuff that you see. You know, guys like Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields, I get it. Like, they weren't going to work out. But the Bears just do a fantastic job of screwing it up themselves and, you know, bringing in a Brad Childress to turn the whole coaching staff against Trubisky, and, you know, Fields was a disaster. It was, you know, however you slice it, they just find a way. And I think it, if you go big picture, you know, bad owners create bad teams. They've got bad ownership. The Packers technically don't have ownership. So, you know, it starts there. I mean, this is an arranged marriage with Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. And, you know, arranged marriages between coaches and GMs, it typically doesn't work out. So they've got to – I think Caleb Williams can be really good, but you better get him a coach. I don't know, maybe Ben Johnson becomes available, who can maximize those gifts, because the Bears' problems, as always, it's from the ground up.
Yeah, the Ben Johnson thing is interesting. I thought about that as well. And, you know, he's been very selective in his opportunities and wanting to, you know, what he should take. And I'm wondering if that ownership situation and just what's been going on in Chicago and having to play against Detroit twice a year, like, I'm wondering if he's even interested in that position should it become available. But they're going to have to figure out something in Chicago, because there's too much talent there for this to continually be the case. And I'm with you. I think ownership plays a huge part. And it just seems like there is something that constantly pulls that franchise down. And we see it in a lot of really bad areas and a lot of really bad franchises, teams like the Cleveland Browns. Like, Chicago Bears is very much getting in that territory where it's just it's a franchise that cannot get out of their own way, even when they potentially draft a generational quarterback. Again, Ty Dunn, founder of GoLongTD.com. Make sure you're checking out GoLongTD.com. It's absolutely fantastic. Before we get you out of here, Ty, I just got to ask you, Packers, Bears this weekend, what are you looking for in this one?
Yeah, I think Green Bay is catching Chicago at a really good time right now. This is a team just kind of spiraling, and you know, sometimes somebody gets fired, and that can inspire everybody. I just don't think that's going to be the case here. I think Chicago's problems right now are a little too ingrained, and your Green Bay off of a bye, getting healthier. You know, Jordan Love with the groin, with the knee, he's been banged up. I mean, that time off is going to help him physically, but I think that time off more than anything is going to help him mentally. Like we were talking earlier, that this is somebody who is going to just self-scout and scout the other team and just, you know, really do a full just a full inventory on every snap that he could possibly take in a practice in the game, I think he comes out slinging, and Green Bay wins this easily.
I think so, too. That's the hope. Hopefully, Chicago doesn't have a ton of hope by the end of this game, and Green Bay kind of continues their path towards a very dismal season that does probably end with a coaching change and regime change in Chicago at the end of this season. They'll get another opportunity in week 18 as well to maybe put that final nail in the coffin. Ty Dunn, I cannot thank you enough. Where can we find all of your amazing work, and what do you got in the hopper coming out this week?
Hey, thank you so much, Andy. It's so great to catch up with you again here anytime. GoLongTD.com. You can subscribe right there to get everything. It's just $8 a month, 50 for the year. Have a podcast up with Bob McGinn. We broke down the NFC North last night, which was a lot of fun. And I'll have a lot of Packers stuff actually coming very soon. Spent some time on a few bigger stories there. So it might be a good time for Packer folks to subscribe.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I know it's going to be amazing. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. When we come back, though, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.